This week's parasha is Parashat Tzav. It's also Shabbos Hagadol. This is the Shabbos prior to Pesach, the Passover, and it commemorates the great miracle that occurred the Shabbos prior to the Jewish people being taken out of Egypt. And what happened was that we were commanded to take a lamb and set it aside, and for 4 days to have that animal sit in our house, in our homes. We would observe it and make sure that there were no blemishes, and then bring it on the 14th, and that was the blood of that was sprinkled on the doorpost, and that was where the great miracle of God bringing the last of the ten plagues, Makot Bechorot, the affliction, the killing of the firstborn, and then seeing the blood on the doorpost and passing over, hence Pesach, because God passed over our doors. But on Shabbos prior, here we took something that was kind of a deity to the Egyptians, and we took it, and they didn't do anything, and so there was this miracle that was there, and so hence it is the great Shabbos. Now also, this idea of just when we became a nation, so this whole event, the whole idea of how we celebrate Pesach. And it's very much tied into this bringing of the sacrifice, the Karban Pesach. So this is really a unique Karban in the sense that it is done in a way that's really different than any other type of sacrifice. And one of the things that stands out is, for example, it's something that is eaten. So it's a shlamim. It's a Karban. It's a sacrifice that's not completely burnt like an ola. Like a ola which is completely burnt for God. Here, a shlamim is the idea that in the actual bringing the sacrifice, part of the something that's integral to the actual doing of the mitzvah is the eating. And then in the eating that's here, normally a shlamim has 2 days, one night of where we can eat it. And here, it has to be done, has to be eaten that night. And that if it's left over, it becomes notar. It's extra, it's burnt. It's something that you can't leave anything over. It must be eaten all at that time. So the question is why? What is it about this carbon? And then also it's eaten in groups. And there's this whole process of creating a group, we call it the chabura. And so the nature of the carbon Pesach, the way it's orchestrated is it is very much about the idea of community. And so that here, as we are becoming a nation, the carbon Pesach, this sacrifice is so defining in terms of what it means to be to become part of the Jewish people. And so that every year, now we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, but at the time, the way that we would celebrate Pesach, part of it, you sit down at the Seder. Now it's not in our Haggadahs, but it was part of it was having the Pesach, the sacrifice, and eating it there. And now, obviously, with the matzah and the mar. Today we only have the matzah and the mar, but at the time of when we had a Beit HaMikdash, this was very much an integral part of how we celebrated. And because it is the rubric, it is basically, in terms of who we are as a people, it is how we connect as a community and really as a greater family. And so if you look at and you think about the way the chabura is set up, that is what it is. And so here you can't break a bone. It has to be eaten within that time period. Why? Because it by definition has to be shared with others. And that's really what's the driver here, is that here what we're saying is how you eat this is with others. And it has to be done, it has to be finished by that certain period of time, because the only way I could do it is when I do it as with the other people. And so here, as we begin the Exodus and we become God's nation and we become connected in that way, we also become connected as a family, as a greater family, as Klal Yisrael, as the children of Israel. And so it's so important that we realize what we're talking about here is that it goes back to the time of Avram, when Abraham was talking to God at the Bris Min Ratarim, at the time of the covenant that God made with Abraham about, I'm promising you, your children will inherit the land of Israel. And Avram says, how will I know? And God says, they're going to have to go to a place where they're going to be foreigners and they're going to be slaves and they're going to go through that difficulty and then they're going to come out. And through that experience, coming out will be process of being ready to inherit the land. So why would it call it inheritance? So the idea of inheritance is this idea of a family structure, family members inherit. And so we are really, in an essence, one of the characteristics of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, is that of a great family, of a greater family, of this idea that how we're going to inherit the land is through this idea as a structure of a greater family. And so that's hence a Yerusha, this idea of inheritance. So we have to go through the Egypt experience. Now, the other aspect, which is not the focus of this, is that obviously of going through the process of coming out of freedom, of liberty, of the process of being able to achieve those things, which are also integral to, and that was what God said, Yadoa Teda, that you'll know for sure that it's through this process of going through the servitude and coming out from there, being able to then achieve this idea of freedom and liberty. And at the same time also, the inheritance aspect of the Karban Pesach, of the idea that we are very much a large family. And so, especially at this time, when we have all the different things that are going on here in the land of Israel, that we remember this important idea, that ultimately, and I think that with everything that's going on, what comes through is that this is a very big family. People care for each other deep down, and that ultimately Hashem should bless us, that we should be able to get to a place where we'll be able to, again, share the Karban Pesach, and then eat it together as a big chabura. Wishing everybody a good Shabbos and a happy and healthy Pesach. All the best.